Now, in the criminal case, in a case that we won before the Supreme Court, where they held that Nixon had to fork over the tapes pursuant to our subpoena, you had a very aggravated situation. There you had one where, according to what we were contending, and according to what the grand jury had done by empowering me to name him as an unindicted co-conspirator, the court was told that there was serious that there were serious implications of criminal conduct, and that if the court did not permit us to have that information, that we had no way of solving and of bringing to light those who might be culpable and might be involved. There, I think you had the buildup, which I say so often determines the difference between what a court does, and that is you have a real situation of hard facts. It would have been very difficult for the court to have turned us down under those circumstances. The feeling being then that a man who apparently the facts indicated was guilty of wrongful conduct had just escaped the clutches of the law through what? Through a little technical rule of executive privilege.